No, very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, the Marlins opened up a 10-game homestand. First of three against the Washington Nationals. A matchup between left-hander Justin Nicolino and right-hander Tanner Roark. Looked like the Marlins were down and out early, but back came the fish. And with a recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, it was a night that ended much better than it began for the Marlins. They fell behind 6-0 early. They storm back and they walk it off. They beat the Nationals 8-7 tonight. Great way to start this 10-game homestand. They win the first of three from the NL East leaders. The Nationals came in 42-27 with a 10.5-game lead in the National League East. We're talking about a magic number of 84 on June 19th. This is a Nationals team threatening to run away with this division. And early on, they threatened to run away with this ball game. In fact, it looks as though they were well on their way to doing that. With one out in the top of the first against Justin Nicolino, Ryan Rayburn singled, bringing Bryce Harper up for the Nats.
Here's the 3-2. A swing here and a gigantic high fly ball to deep right center. And it's going to be off the wall, off the Mikosuke side, or did it clear that wall? It did. But Harper, who had stopped at first, now comes across home plate. And it's a 2-0 lead for the Nationals on Harper's 18th home run of the year.
Oh, they would muscle up again in the second, leading that inning off, Anthony Rendon.
Here's a 2-1, and here's a high pop fly. This is out toward the home run sculpture. Going back, Yelich looking up. It's gone. It's rattling off the sculpture, and it's 3-0 Nationals. That's the second home run by a Nats batter off Nicolino, and we're just in the top of the second inning.
Well, Tanner Roark faced the minimum in the first two innings. Nats took their 3-0 lead into the third, and they extended it further against Nicolino. Ryan Rayburn, an infield hit off the third baseman Derek Dietrich to begin the top of the third. Bryce Harper then hit a ball back to the mound that was misplayed by Justin Nicolino, who was hoping to get a force out at second base, but he lost the handle once he had fielded the ball, so it went as a fielder's choice in an E1. The Nats had two on with nobody out. Ryan Zimmerman hit a fly ball to center for the first out, but then up stepped Daniel Murphy. 2-1 pitch to him is rocketed down the right field line. That's a fair ball, going to roll by Stanton and go all the way to the wall. Another extra base hit for Murphy. Rayburn scores. Harper held at third on the Murphy double, and it's 4-0 Nationals in the top of the third. With first base open, the Marlins opted to intentionally walk Anthony Rendon. That loaded the bases with one out. The strategy appeared to pay off when Matt Wieters hit a ground ball to third. Derek Dietrich came home. They got the force out on the lead man. So the bases were loaded with two outs. And Nicolino went after the number eight man in the lineup for Lauderdale's Michael Taylor. Nicolino out of the stretch fires, and Taylor lines one to center for a base hit. That's going to score Murphy. That's going to score Rendon. And it's 6-0 Nats. So after 2.5, the Nats were in command in this one. Nicolino done after three innings, six hits, six runs. Walked one, struck out one, allowed two homers through 61 pitches, 39 strikes. In the bottom of the third, down by six, the Marlins got a leadoff single from Derek Dietrich. And then they began to show a little bit of life in this game. Man at first, nobody out for JT Riddle. 2-2 pitch to Riddle is hammered toward the alley, left center field. Taylor on the run, long way to go, dives, can't get it. It's going to roll to the wall. Derek Dietrich's going to be waved around third. He's going to score on a triple by JT Riddle. The Marlins run the scoreboard at last. It's 6-1 here in the third. Riddle with his first big league three-base hit. He would stay at third base when pinch hitter Ichiro in the pitcher's spot hit a fly ball to shallow right for out number one. So the Marlins had a man at third, one out, back to the top of the order in D. Gordon. Payoff pitch, and D. rolls one to the shortstop. That'll score a run. Up with it, Turner throws to first. D's out by a step. Riddle's in third, and it's a 6-2 game as the Marlins have scored twice here in this third inning. So they're creeping back into it, but at that point with the two runs in, there were two outs in the inning, and there was nobody on base. It looked as though Roark was on his way to getting out of that third inning. But Giancarlo Stanton reached on an infield hit. First of three hits he'd have in this game. More from Giancarlo coming up. Then with a man on and two outs, Christian Yelich fell behind on the count 0-2, but wound up working a walk against Roark. Then Marcell Ozuna walked. So trailing 6-2, the Marlins had loaded the bases for the red-hot Justin Bour. Rourke sets the 2-2 pitch, and Bohr hammers one. Deep right field. Harper back at the wall. Goodbye. Grand slam, Bohr. It's a 6-run inning, and the Marlins have erased a 6-0 Nationals lead. How about that for Justin Bohr, his third career grand slam, the Marlins' second of this season. Once down 6-0, they had climbed the mountain. It was 6-6 in the third. The Bohr Grand Slam, our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. After the Bohr Grand Slam, JT Realmuto singled. He was the ninth man to bat in the inning, and he was the fifth in a row to reach after two men were out. Realmuto's single brought Rourke's night to an end. Matt Grace, lefty, came on to face Derek Dietrich, and Dietrich slammed the ball into the warning track in center field. Michael Taylor got turned around out there, but made a very nice catch to finally end that inning. The Marlins sent 10 to the plate. They scored 6 runs on 5 hits. There were a couple of walks, and they had tied the game at 6 after that 6-run third for Tanner Rourke. 2 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 6 runs, all earned. He walked 2, didn't strike out anybody tonight, threw a wild pitch. Allowed a home run. He threw 69 pitches in all, 41 strikes and 28 balls. Vance Wehrle replaced Nicolino, and after Wehrle worked a scoreless fourth inning, we stayed 6-6 into the fifth. Ryan Zimmerman, a leadoff single, and after a Daniel Murphy strikeout, upstepped pinch hitter Stephen Drew and Anthony Rendon's spot.
This pitch is hit down the left field line. It's going to be a fair ball all the way into the corner. And Zimmerman got a terrific start on that. He's been waived at third. He'll come on and score. And it's 7-6 Nationals on a double by Stephen Drew coming off the bench to bat for Anthony Rendon here in the fifth inning. And he knocks in the go-ahead run.
Rendon left this ball game with an injury. We haven't gotten word from the Nationals clubhouse as to the nature of that injury yet. We believe he sustained the injury. Diving on an infield hit by Stanton in the third inning and making an awkward throw to first. But no official word quite yet. Nonetheless, the man batting in his place came up with a big hit, and the Nats were back on top 7-6 in the top of the fifth inning. Then the bullpens settled in this ball game, and it stayed 7-6 into the seventh. Vance Wehrle, 2 innings, allowing just 1 run for the Marlins. Harlan Garcia and Dustin McGowan both pitched scoreless innings. Matt Grace went 2 1/3, 2 hits, no runs for the Nats. Oliver Perez, 1 1/3, 1 hit, no runs, couple of Ks for Washington. But in a 7-6 game, we went to the seventh. Perez got the first out, the lefty D. Gordon, with Giancarlo Stanton coming up. Dusty Baker brought a right-hander in, a familiar face for Marlins fans. Remember Jacob Turner? Turner, who was acquired in a deal from the Tigers in 2012, could just never put it all together as a Marlin. Well, tonight he came on to protect a 1-run lead in the seventh, and the first man he faced with the bases empty, Giancarlo Stanton. Here comes the 2-2 to Stanton, and Giancarlo hits one high and deep to right. Harper back at the wall. Tie game! 7-7 on Stanton's 18th of the year. Another huge home run for the Marlins, and this one stayed 7-7 into the ninth. Kyle Bearclaw struck out 3 in a scoreless eighth inning. A.J. Ramos struck out 2 in a scoreless ninth. In the bottom of the ninth, lefty Eni Romero stayed out for a second inning of relief work. And he got the first 2 outs. JT Riddle popped to first base. Pinch hitter Tyler Moore, the former Nationals, struck out. So there were 2 outs with nobody on for the Marlins in the bottom of the ninth in a 7-7 game. But then a 4-pitch walk to D. Gordon. D. stole second with Stanton at the plate. Stanton then, with the winning man at second and 2 down, hit a hard ground ball to the right of the second baseman, Daniel Murphy. It ate Murphy up, rolled up his arm. He had no play. It went as an infield hit for Giancarlo. Stanton went 3 for 5 tonight. Stanton, with Yelich at the plate, took second base on defensive indifference. So he had second and third with 2 outs. Eventually, on a 3-2 count, Christian Yelich drew a walk. So now in the bottom of the ninth, in a 7-7 game, the Marlins had him loaded with 2 outs for the man who has been their best, their most consistent hitter all season long, the Big Bear, Marcell Ozuna.
Advantage Romero, 0-2. The pitch to Ozuna. A swing here and a ball drilled out toward the gap in left center toward the wall. It's in there and it's a game winner. D. Gordon scores on a solid hit to left center by Marcell Ozuna. The Marlins walk it off against the Nationals. in a game that they trailed at 6-0. And they walk it off here 8-7.
What a great win for this Marlins team, which refused to just give in tonight. Down 6-0 in the middle of the third. Marlins come all the way back to win it 8-7. For Miami, 8 runs, 13 hits, 1 error, 6 runners left. For the Nationals, 7 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. They left 8. A.J. Ramos earns the victory, 2-3. Andy Romero, the loser, also 2-3. Time of the game was 3 hours, 31 minutes, and a crowd of 20,224 goes home happy. The Marlins now have won 14 of 21. They've gone 17-10 following a 14-27 start to the year, so they're 31-37 overall. They move above 500 here at Marlins Park. They are now 17-16 at home. They started 6-14 here, but they've won 11 of their last 13 at Marlins Park. Now 17-16 at home. As for the Nationals, they lose for the seventh time in 11 games. They fall to 42-28 overall, 24-14 on the road. One of the best road records in all of baseball, but they lose here at Marlins Park tonight. Nationals still comfortably atop the National League East standings, but a little bump in the road. They've lost 7 of their last 11, and the Marlins get them here tonight. Nice confidence-building win, you hope. Question is, can the Marlins build on it tomorrow and on Wednesday and beyond? They come back from a 6-0 deficit to beat the Nationals in walk-off fashion by the final of 8-7.
An absolute thriller at Marlins Park last night. The Marlins walk it off. Marcelo Ozuna, all-star game worthy, wins it for the Marlins, who now improved to 31-37 this season. The second of three between the Marlins and the Nationals comes your way tonight at 7:10, a matchup that features Edinson Volquez and Hialeah native left-hander Gio Gonzalez. A 7:10 first pitch. We're on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins radio network.